Yes, Bobby.
You have
your interview.
Yeah. Well,
in your
if you will listen to my interviews, you will notice something I emphasize quite a bit, is that the United States is a lawless country. It is not a country of laws like they claim it is. It's a country of people. You know, everything is who you are and who you know. The law counts for nothing. And now, I was just reading in the papers here, I have a clipping. You know, there's a U.S. Diplomat. He's called Richard Lawless. Isn't that a great name for a U.S. diplomat? Huh? You know?
By the way, Bobby,
yeah.
What are your plans regarding the loss of your precious items? Do you have a plan?
The plan regarding my items, did they stole?
Yes, Bobby.
The plan is just to expose it. You see, the United States is a brutal Jewish dictatorship. The law means nothing there. You just have to expose these crimes they commit. You know, look at the way they're handling the prisoners in Guantanamo. They're just torturing them. They're forcing them to talk in interrogations, which is completely illegal. Why should people have to be a witness against themselves if they don't want to be? That's a violation of the U.S. Constitution, the Fifth Amendment. But they're forcing them to talk, and they say it's not just the CIA. They're being forced to talk to the FBI, the CIA, and four different police organizations, secret police organizations, you know.
Okay, Bobby.
The United States is not a country under law.
Fischer Chess Random. How do you compare Fischer Chess Random in the classic chess? Can you explain it again? Because maybe other listeners parang interested in your Chess Random. How do you compare Fischer Chess Random in the classic chess?
As I explained, it's superior. Fischer Random is superior to the classic chess. The classic chess is played out. And it's all prearranged at the highest level. It's all prearranged. It's totally corrupt. I mean, look at the FIDE president, Campomanes. He's accused now of stealing money, right? He was FIDE president, what, for how many years? Right? And Nitin Limshinov is no better. He's a crook, too. He forged a letter in my name to get himself elected as FIDE president. So,
by the way, Bobby, thanks. I heard that FIDE current president Kirishan Ilyumshinov plans to unite all world champions in the classic chess. This is proven when Garry Kasparov and Vladimir Kramnik from the Professional Chess Association agreed the unification match, maybe PCA to FIDE. How about you? You are interested to go back in chess classic?
No, I'm out of the old chess permanently. No interest at all. You still like the old game, Marlon?
Right now, I'm busy reporting here in Sports Radio and covering article in chess tournament.
Well, ask Nokia. I'm not the only one who says that.
But
ask Nokia. I'm not the only one who says chess is played out.
It's in broadcasting.
What's that?
I mean, I'm busy right now covering chess tournament, boxing, billiards, and excuse me, in Monday, I'm also broadcasting here in Sports Radio.
Did you say billiards? Something about billiards?
Yeah, I'm covering billiards also. And
you have a champion, no? You have a billiards.
2 weeks ago, Efren Bata Reyes won here in the Manila second SMB league. He will represent Asia and the World Pool Championship in Cardiff, Wales.
Oh, great. We're talking about billiards. What are you talking about? Billiards or chess?
I talk about billiards.
Billiards, yeah.
To me,
I read an article about a year ago about your champion.
Right now, I'm busy covering chess tournament, tournament, and boxing tournament like that.
Oh, boxing also. Yeah, what do you think of Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson, maybe, but I'm focusing Filipino boxer like Manny Pacquiao, the only champion in boxing like that. He will defend his title this coming July in Los Angeles, California.
You know, If you will remember a few interviews back, Bob Yang, you remember that guy? You know that guy?
Yeah, Bob Yang is the former Secretary General of the National Chess Federation of the Philippines.
He's a real creep. He referred to me as, he talked about my Cinderella ride to the World Championship, you know? And this was just a gimmick to insult me, to put me down, you know? And I said at the time that this was a deliberate insult, and I joked that if Bob Young made a remark about Mike Tyson, about talking, called him a Cinderella or whatever, Mike Tyson would probably bite his ear off, right? And now I have a clipping here from the Daily Yomiuri, December 9, 2001. And Mike Tyson, he calls, this is before his fight with Lewis, Lennox Lewis, he calls him a Cinderella. He says, Tyson said, so keep taking those acting lessons, Lennox, because your next role will be playing Cinderella, and I am going to break your little glass chin, see? So Bob Young knew very well that when he talked about my Cinderella ride, so-called Cinderella ride to the world title, that he was insulting me. Yeah.
Okay, Bobby. I think National Master Landon Nolte have a question to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Bobby, I have something to read about the commentary, global commentary.
Yes, yes.
I will read this to you.
Okay, sure.
As a great comedian, Jackie Gleason used to say,
yeah,
how sweet it is.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. It's good to be a Jew in the Jew-controlled United States of America.
That's right.
Just ask the dirty Jew back elsewhere.
Right.
What exactly the meaning of this?
The meaning of it is, I was sending him $5,000 a year, right, to pay for my storage fees in New York and in Pasadena, and also to pay for my two P.O. boxes, and also to pay for my property. I have some land down in Florida. See, that's more than enough, the $5,000. Everything, I think, cost $3,000 and something. So he was, I sent him, you know, over $1,000, maybe almost $2,000 just for his trouble to pay for this. And he was doing it. He was paying, apparently, this storage fees at Beacons, but then they decided to rob it. So he claims now he stopped paying it. He told me he was paying it all the time, so I would check with him every few months. Everything okay with all of my bills? He was in charge of my bills in the States. Oh, yeah, everything's paid, yeah. Then suddenly I find out my stuff is being auctioned here and there, and he said, oh, I didn't pay it. No, I didn't pay. I didn't pay for over 6 months, you see, because the Beacons claims they only need 6 months, and then they can steal your stuff if you haven't paid it. Now he shouts, I didn't pay it for 6 months. But he had just told me a couple of months earlier everything was paid up, you understand? He's just a crook working with Beacons, you understand? And he's working, he's an establishment Jew. He's a very wealthy Jew. He's advertising right now all the time in Time Magazine. He has a company that he sells language cassettes on. And he's advertising it all the time. And these ads in Time Magazine cost a fortune. You know, has a huge circulation of millions of copies. And he's advertising. He advertised a couple of weeks in a row. They had, like, these are one-third page color ads. Just in, let's see, one of them is May 8th, 2003. Another is May 12th, 2003 for his language cassette. This is 101 Language Com. And also, last year, March 25th, 2002, he had a full-page color ad in Time Magazine about his selling his language cassettes. He has a language, he has a website, 101language.com, where he sells it. And they claim it's the largest, the world's largest language bookstore. So he's a very rich man. This has nothing to do with saving, you know, a few hundred dollars, see, for my storage fees. My monthly rent was like $80. This is a deliberate conspiracy between Ellsworth, Beacons, and the U.S. government to rob my stuff. We know the U.S. government cares nothing about law, right? That, I mean, mean, that's obvious, right? Look what they're doing to the prisoners in Guantanamo. Look at this attack against Iraq.
Totally corrupt. Original Bible project. What is this all about?
That's a new translation of the Bible that his people are working on. And they're asking people to send in donations. So, to help finance the translation and then to spread the new translation around, you know. And if you will go to his website there that I mentioned about that, he even has a form for people to donate their inheritance to give their when they die, you know? Can you imagine it? So the man is an absolute crook, a secret Jew. He claimed he was a Christian, but he's a secret Jew, obviously. And working with the U.S. government. You know, as I said here in the Daily Yom Yuri of April 9, 2003, you've got U.S. Deputy Assistant Defense Secretary Richard Wallace. See? That's his name. That is the name of a U.S. diplomat, Richard Wallace. What a great name, huh?
I see, yeah.
You should have U.S. diplomats called...
What about the beacons?
You should have U.S. diplomats called Mr. Liar, Mr. Murderer, Mr. Thief, huh? Well, what were you saying, Nox?
Bobby, main expression
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Main
Bobby. Yeah.
This is Marlon.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you, Marlon. You're fading out.
Bobby?
Yeah, hi.
Bobby, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Hi, Marlon.
Okay.
My next question is, do you open like a... Sometimes do you play, even though... sometimes you play chess classic?
Sometimes do I play... No, finish. I hate the old chess.
Okay, by the way,
my only interest is
there's a lot of chess player here in the Philippines listening our interview to you, yeah. From Luzon besides Mindanao.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to them regarding the chess random? What do you want to say to them? Or encourage them to play chess random.
Who are these people? Who?
The chess player here in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. I want to encourage
now
people.
Radio. I give you a chance to speak to you. Like, you can encourage them to play chess random.
Yeah, I encourage them, yes. Yeah.
I mean, the Active Chess Center of Asia, they planning soon to hold that chess random. My question to you, do you want to say to the chess player, or maybe you can encourage them to play chess random?
Yeah, I encourage them, yeah. They should, yeah. It's better than the old chess, yeah. Sure.
By the way, maybe Nolte have some question to you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, what can you say about the, some of your avid fans sending emails to your email address?
Yeah, people can send the emails.
Some of them are here with you.
I got an email here. You can just, when you go to the website, you can just click on there and send an email to me. Can I read a new one? I got a good one just now. It's not even on the website yet. It'll be on in a few days. Want me to read one? No?
Yeah.
This is message. Hi, champ. This is sent Friday, 6th of June, 2003, 22:44. And this is a message. Hi, champ. Do you hear the news from Germany? Yesterday, 5th June, the famous German politician Hermann Mellmann was killing from Mossad. The Jewish-controlled media said it was suicide. It was not. Everyone knows he was killing from the fucking Jews because he was the president from the German Arabian Society, and he wrote a book about the Jewish crimes in Germany. And it says, Clark text ISBN number 3-570-00755-3. The Jews control the German newspapers and the TV. They control the justice, and now they kill the German politician. And then he's got like 6 or 7exclamation marks. Yeah, that's it. That's a recent email.
I have a printout here also, some of the your emails.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them are interesting, no?
America is the world's greatest spirit, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, greatest parasite. I have another clip here. I mean, this is from the newspaper. This is from the Japan Times, April 16th. And it's a picture of Donald Rumsfeld, who is a Jew, by the way. That's you can go to the website and pick the article that shows that he's a Jew. This Donald Rumsfeld is a Jew, this killer, and he's shaking hands and giving an American flag. See, here's the caption. U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld presents Washington Wizards basketball legend Michael Jordan with an American flag that flew at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001 in Washington on Monday. See, and there's a picture of Rumsfeld smiling, giving him like a folded up flag, and Jordan is towering over him, looking down on him. I want to tell you, Mr. Jordan, you should not allow the U.S. government to take advantage of you this way. This man, Rumsfeld, is poison. He's contaminated. He's got blood all over his hand, all over his body. Instead of taking the flag from him, you should have taken his head and bounced it all over the basketball court.
You want something to say about the... The U.S. attack Iraq?
Yeah, I already said a few things about it. No, they're just the stories are so horrific. Another story I read, this guy, a soldier, killed a child, I think maybe about 10 or something, maybe younger, and he was afraid that the child was coming over him to kill him, you know, and they just shot him. The kid had no weapon, nothing. And then the guy says after he killed him, oh, he says, they thought they could trick us with these kids, huh? He says, well, we showed them. We're not afraid to kill kids, huh? So he said, yeah. I'm not making that up. This, you know, just unbelievable stories are coming out of Iraq, you know. Now there's a story that the British are forcing people, forcing prisoners to simulate sex acts among themselves. They forced a prisoner to put his face right into the crotch of a naked British serviceman. He had the photographs of this, yeah?
Unbelievable. Hey, Bobby, this is Marlon.
Yeah, yeah.
My question is, the attack of U.S. in Iraq,
yeah.
Example, if you demonstrate in just, that is a brilliant move or blunder?
I have said many times, the only chance for the United States to save itself is to withdraw its troops from all over the world, to stop supporting the bandit state of Israel, and to, you know, abandon its aggressive plans. All they are doing now is getting themselves in deeper. This bin Laden, the man, is a genius. He is orchestrating all of this. He has provoked the U.S. to make these attacks in Afghanistan and Iraq. The point is, it's very easy for the U.S. to take over these countries with their Tomahawk missiles and all that stuff, right? They've got very high technology. Very easy, because the people and the government are sitting ducks to the U.S. technology now. But after they come into the country and the U.S. Becomes the occupying forces in the country, then the U.S. is the sitting duck, you see? So he has sucked the U.S. into these places, and now they are just sitting ducks. I just have today's paper. It's everywhere. It talks about there were suicide bombings. 4 people were